Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations on this most auspicious and beautiful day, which is the birthday of the brother of Imam Hussein, Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas. May God's mercy and peace be upon him. As you know, the brother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat Abbas, was not an infallible imam. Nevertheless, he holds a high position in the eyes of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet regarding the spiritual position of Hazrat Abbas and also his honor and nobility in the eyes of the infallible imams and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the following to Hazrat Abbas. He said, may, the actual words of the Prophet are, may God refresh your eyes. أَقَرَّ اللَّهُ أَيْنَكَ. This is kind of one of those phrases that are used in Arabic when somebody wants to tell a person, I hope that you always remain happy. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the following, فَأَنْتَ بَابُ الْحَوَائِجِ. The Prophet, this is interesting, we refer to Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam with this designation, the door of requests, the door of wishes. People make requests and wishes and ask in the name of Hazrat Abbas. Now we know from this hadith where this came from. The Prophet designated him with this title, meaning you are the door of requests. If somebody wants a request granted, he can do it by asking Allah through you. Washfa liman shi'ta. The Prophet also gave him another designation, and that's this, that Hazrat Abbas has the power to intercede on behalf of his followers, the people who love him, the people who adore him, the people who ask Allah in his name, right, on the day of resurrection. Aside from the infallible imams, we know that the station of intercession and shafa'at is not limited to that of the prophets and the a'imma alayhimus salam. Rather, it also is established for other people as well. Of course, we have to admit that this is of varying degrees. And of course, finally, the last station and the highest station of intercession is solely belongs to the Holy Prophet. Nevertheless, other people also have this power as well. One of the people who God granted this power to was Hazrat Abbas. So, and we know that the reason for this is because of his piety, his knowledge, and obviously his the great loyalty that he displayed to his brother Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, and in his defense of the station of Wilayat and Imamat, and also the family of the Holy Prophet. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the station, the spiritual station of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.